We have a guest in studio this morning. Laura Canning, the naturalist with the Cass County Conservation Board, joins us here this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk about something new, actually. We've talked about all kinds of different programs with you at different times, but this is a first for this one, the Oak Strollers Nature Club. This is something new this year.
Yeah, Cass County Conservation as an organization wanted to sponsor and get more of the families outside. And so nationwide, there is a movement with these nature clubs and family nature clubs going on. And so we investigated that and kind of started to create our own, and other places in Iowa are doing this as well. But so we decided to kind of create our own and pull in some differing family groups and hopefully offer a variety, but also a variety of different times, and so we could fit into certain to people's schedules, things like that. So we're gonna try it, give it a go. So it's gonna be a monthly event, and some of the events will be on their own, like this first one is gonna kind of be on their own. Other ones will tie in with public events that we hold, things like that. So today's world, some of the families, some of the moms and dads aren't very comfortable with going out, letting their kids just go outside and, you know, have that experience. So if it's guided, I'm not going to let the kids, you know, sit in a patch of poison ivy, things like that. So, you know, that takes that scare, scaredness away from them. So.
Well, it gets them outside, too, which in some cases is tough to do with kids these days.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a family-oriented event. We want the parents to stay with their kids and come along with us. And, you know, we're going to explore different parks. We're going to explore different topics. We're going to just kind of go. It's going to be very kid-oriented or family-oriented kind of hikes, things like that.
This is kind of a movement that's been going on other places. We're kind of jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah. You know, if you're interested, there's the Children in Nature Network. And if you go there, it has the calendar, and you can specify Iowa, things like that, and find our nature club through that. Also, you know, it's going to be through all of our organization for Cass County Conservation. It'll be all through our newsletters and websites and things like that as well. But childreninnature.org is what kind of where another website is if you're interested in it. You know, there's a lot of evidence out there that shows that importance of being out in nature, but also that healthy, fun children and varying opportunities too, you know, for the kids to do as well.
Well, it's called the Oak Strollers Nature Club. It's a club. So do I have to join this club? Is there a dues?
Nope. It's going to be totally free, but we keep track of sign-ups and who signs into the event, mainly for liability and photo reasons, things like that. And so that all there will be is a sign-in, and then we're going to we'll change up the times. January is going to be at 11 a.m. on a Thursday versus February is going to be 7 o'clock at night on a Friday night, and we're going to do a night hike, owl prowl kind of thing. So, you know, again, we're combining with not only our events, but also creating an extra one as well.
Where do you come up with the ideas for the different events?
we're gonna pull in from what's going on. What can we do seasonally versus, you know, when it gets warmer, June. There's a backyard camp out weekend that is nationwide. You know, we can get in on doing something that weekend, things like that. So it'll change. It won't be this month will be about swans, trumpeter swans, taking advantage of those trumpeter swans that are hanging out in Atlantic. And so, you know, and give those kids the opportunity to use binoculars and spotting scopes and see the wildlife pretty close up. So, you know, and then of course, February we'll be doing an owl prowl. So that'll be in a different park. That'll be up at Pellet Memorial Woods. So if you haven't been there, maybe you might not even know where to go, things like that. So we'll kind of guide you there and, you know, and discover that park.
I bet even some folks who have lived here all of their lives might actually discover some new areas, some things they didn't even know about their county by getting involved in things like this.
Yeah, you know, and the Owl Prowl will be a public program as well, tied in with that Nature Strollers. And then in March, we're going to have another separate Nature Stroller event, things like that.
Well, sounds like a lot of fun. Now, it says for families, and you've already talked about something that families can do together, mom, dad, and the kids.
Yep.
Can it just be the kids, though, if mom and dad can't make it, or is it meant to be a family
thing?
Nope,
it's meant to be a family thing. We want them to stay with them, things like that. So we want it kind of be a memory-making time, you know, whether it's exploring some rocks or, you know, watching the swans.
Sure. So you mentioned there's no fee.
Right.
So there's no sign-up necessarily either, except to sign in when they show
up. Yep. It's going to be just come as you go, you know, come as you please, you know, at 11 o'clock, sign in, and then we'll kind of leave from there. Most of them will be, a lot of them will be centered around hikes at first. Things like that. And then we get into warmer months, it'll change a little bit.
Yeah, well, you want to keep them warm, keep them moving.
Yes.
Very good.
It's important.
Yeah. Well, might as well take care of those trumpeter swans while we're here. That first event, as mentioned, is January 17th. It's an 11 a.m. event, so it's coming up here real fast here this week. And it's centered around those trumpeter swans. So folks just need to go out there and meet at that location?
Yep. Just meet at Lake 4, right off of Highway 83 there. And we're going to kind of just kind of be centered right around that area. Stay there and discover the swans.
How long will it last?
Oh, about, depending on the kids again. It depends when the kids get pooped out, and it's going to be kind of close to lunch. So 11:30, a quarter to noon. About as long as we'll go.
Now, will you take some feedback from some of the folks who participate in these as far as if they have maybe some ideas of things that they have done or maybe would like to do?
Right, exactly. And so right now we're only planning out till June so we can get plenty of feedback before June and plan the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You know, it sounds like this could be a pretty flexible program where maybe you could involve some other groups. You might have, say, for example, like Pheasants Forever. I don't want to put them on the spot here, but like a Pheasants Forever group or something like that. Somebody else could get involved, too, to maybe expand the program.
Right, and bring in a different aspect, too. You know, we've got you know, other things out there as well, so.
Is this an opportunity to open up kids' eyes a little bit to the world that you know? Because you know, you're obviously very interested. What got you involved and interested in the first place in wanting to do something like this for a living?
Well, you know, again, it was that going out into the backyard and being able to be under my favorite tree and, you know, be out there in nature, you know. And a lot of times it's amazing once you get the kids out there and, you know, it's okay to touch that rock. It's okay to be messing in the dirt and, you know, looking for pill bugs, things like that. And, you know, it's just, you know, not only getting them out of their, you know, out of their comfort zone, but, you know, knowing that it's okay, you know, that's part of the thing with the nature clubs. It's, you know, for us, it's guided. You're having, you know, a little bit of that expert there. And so they feel a little bit better about taking their kids out there too.
Well, it's guided. It's protected. You know what you're getting into up front.
Yes, right.
And it is
kind of
we
know our parks too.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
I'm not going to take the kids into a certain spot if I haven't pre-scouted it.
Yeah,
either.
You bet. Well, it's good. It's amazing because sometimes kids don't realize as they're growing up and having fun, they always think of work as work. You know, it's got to be something we don't like, we trudge off to. Well, that's not the case. A lot of us get a chance to discover things when we're young and maybe make a career out of it later on.
Exactly.
And there are a lot of things to explore.
Yep. And you know what, with me, with my experience at least, I did a summer internship with our county conservation board where I grew up. So I was able to do that 40 hours a week and say, wow, this was awesome. And I could do this 40 hours a week. So, you know, that was a, you know, job trial.
It's amazing how fast those 40 hours go when you enjoy what you do.
Exactly.
Absolutely. All right. So get that on the calendar again, coming up this, this Thursday.
Yep. This Thursday at 11 a.m. out there at Lake 4, which is right off of Highway 83, thereby where we have our story with the swans and where the swans hang out.
And again, you do have the February one already scheduled,
so
throw it out there.
That'll be February 15th. That's a Friday night. 7 p.m. we'll be doing a night hike owl prowl, so teaching the kids how to, you know, call owls and listen hopefully for some owls, maybe even see one. Who knows?
Very good. And we'll talk more about that as we get a little bit closer to that date, too, and we'll tell you more about those activities and their schedules here, too. So hope you have a good time with that. Laura, thanks a lot. Thanks for coming in, and good luck with the program.
Thanks for having me.